Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, we're so glad you're here tonight. This is the epic episode 63, and the theme tonight is the Germanic Warlord Speaks. For a star date of August 12th, 2021, Operation Valkyrie is now in effect. And tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Big show for you tonight. We have a VIP guest, and we even get into the secret space program, among other topics. So buckle up, folks. Put your crash helmet on. Tonight, we are taking no prisoners. This is your show. This is your warrior's pledge. This is our blood oath. We will fire off our radio show every Thursday night. We love Blog Talk Radio. I used to broadcast on KFNX 1100 AM in Phoenix for 5 years. But this show has always been an artillery barrage against the enemies of freedom and liberty everywhere. We're in 15 countries in coast to coast. We don't claim to ever, ever be the biggest show out there or the richest. Or the one with the most sponsors from corporate America, but we do claim to be the tip of the spear, the elite warriors of the radio airwaves. The Von Wehhunt Show was rogue, infamous, and legendary for that reason. Now, as President Ronald Reagan once said, we have a rendezvous with destiny. We have the courage to tell our enemies that there is a price. We will not, quote, not pay. And there is a point where beyond which they must not advance. There are great forces moving around the world, which are spirits. We will preserve our nation, and our strong resolve will spell doom, utter doom, for the new world order and the globalist vermin swine. There is something going on in time and space, and you and I will preserve the last best hope of mankind. Or, my friends, we will step into 1,000 years of darkness, and therein lies the road to war. This show has always been about war and peace. As I've told you before on the radio, we are a world at war. The price of our chains under tyranny does not match the gift of freedom from high above. We are warriors of the new America. Never forget that. We will not surrender for our freedom. We are Americans. We realize that no arsenal or weapon in this world possessed by our enemies is more powerful than we the people and the American mindset. May I remind you, this nation was born in revolution and the blood of war, and we shall prevail. Any student of military history will tell you that wars don't just happen. They're not always organic. They are planned and plotted and concocted by our enemies. Wars are always foreshadowed by a huge propaganda operation intended to soften up the target, wear the people down, and weaken their resolve to fight. The most successful operations come down to this simple strategy. Identify your enemy, segregate them, isolate them, then annihilate them. Right now in our government and around the world, there are the white hats and the black hats. We are with the white hats, of course. We will not relent, falter, or fail in our quest. Our quest is for a better America, a new nation, if it comes to that. But it's very obvious from watching the news and conjecture that they, the elites of our country, some call them the cabal, the satanic cabal, or the witches, or whatever word you want to use. It's very obvious to me that they are trying like hell to ignite something. They should be very, very careful what they wish for. Because once it starts, it will not end quietly or quickly or go well for them. Oh, we know they have their bunkers and their dumps. But that will be their sealed tomb. When they attack the people, it will once again be the shot heard around the world. As in 1776, they will get what they want, but it will not go the way they have it planned. Because we have wargamed all of their moves. Now, every news report is that people are arming up big time. Those in power hate this, and they are not trusted. And the powers that be have lost all respect from the people. People right now hate politicians. Because all we see time and time again is them plotting against us, stabbing America in the back. I have sworn, as many of you have, a blood oath to my neighborhood, my friends, my family, and my domain. What the evil political elites want is to turn America into China. The COVID virus now becomes an engine to drive society to vaccine passports, a digital ID system, and a social credit scoring system similar to what's used in China today to keep the people blind, obedient, and constantly kowtowing to the communist government line. The job of the current Biden defense secretary in the Pentagon, in my view, is to soften up the U.S. military before China is at some point in the future or our lifetimes. China will be invited into America via the U.N. banner, in my view. Our politicians will support it. They've been bought and paid for. The COVID vaccine will further weaken our military forces if they're forced to take it. And readiness will suffer and create mutiny in the ranks. The communist leaders in Beijing, China, are loving every minute of it. All these recent COVID events seem to revolve around a major restructuring of society and what they call the global reset. It's a major redistribution of your wealth. It's much more full spectrum control of the people and much less freedom, liberty, and what they call, quote, democracy. That is their end goal. Now, we are glad you are all here tonight. This is not one of those typical radio shows that you hear from time to time that claim to be on the right side of the equation. There are many rhino talk show hosts around the nation. You always want to be at going forward looking and reading and listening to the alternative news. And there are some fantastic shows out there as well on our side of things. So you have entered the Radio Octagon, the Von Wien Show. We are often imitated, but never duplicated. Now, I hear radio hosts and even TV pundits using my lines, my punch lines, and my conjecture recently. I've told you before that we have many people listening to the show, or they conjure up my stream of thought and or my exact wording. Strange, isn't it? We have many powerful people around the nation who are listening in and want to know what you think, and they know that this show speaks the truth. We speak truth to power, and yes, we know who they are. Now, many shows on the radio today are well-meaning and well-intentioned. I'm sure they all have good intentions. But what is funny is that they are railing against the other Rhino talk show hosts, but they are what they accuse others of. These other shows are very big. They will remain nameless on my show, but you've heard of them many times before, but they will go nameless, as I said. They have huge budgets, big fat cat corporate sponsors, hired program directors who tell the Rhino host what to say and how to say it, what to do. And they advertise coast to coast. Hell, some of these guys are on the radio airwaves 3 or 4 hours per day, every day. And then their corporate radio shows are repeated 3 or 4 more hours in the evening. It's just a drip, drip, drip of news that you really can't use. It's a lot of chatter, a lot of talk. There's just no let up to the corporate radio dynasty. I say more in a 2-hour show than they say all week long, broadcasting 3 hours per calendar day. My show's on once a week, but we encapsulate and we catch and capture the essence of America, a snapshot, if you will, of where you're at right now, of where we're at as a nation. But the corporate radio mass media dynasties are just trying to get in front of the camera or the microphone because their Rhino hosts are attention whores. All they're trying to get is more advertising revenue. They played the game well. Congratulations. They've won the game, but they won't win the war. I prefer to hold my ammo in reserve and then unleash it every Thursday night at the appropriate time. Just know that when you listen to corporate radio, bought and paid for shills, many are on Twitter, and they're on other Facebook-type sites. They're on TV panels and radio shows. Our show isn't like that. No one's giving us millions of dollars. I don't have a program director. I am the program director. I'm a one-man show, host and producer and sponsor. Well, moving on, we all know that Trump won and Biden lost. If that isn't obvious, I don't know what is. No one will ever convince me that Joe Biden won America by 80 million votes or even a smidgen. There was no support for him in the nation. Total fraud. Now, tonight, again, we have some great show planned out for you. But stay tuned. It only gets better, America.
Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wiehunt, The Barbarian, Thursday at 8 p.m.
The Barbarian is always here, and one more station ID for the new people We welcome you to our show.
The Von Wehhunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
You are now in the radio octagon. I am your Germanic warlord, the Obergruppenführer of the radio airwaves. We're so glad you're here tonight. Chinese regime, it is said, has stolen enough data to compile a dossier on all Americans. I warned you about this years ago. My show was ahead of the curve. I told you 3 or 4 years ago that Communist China had a file on every American. And now, a few years later, it's now official news. A former U.S. national security official warned the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, is stealing data continuously to compile more dossiers on every American adult and may use coercive means to influence private citizens and political leaders. During a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing this week, former Trump Deputy National Security Advisor Matthew Pottinger said that the CCP has stolen Americans' sensitive data via illicit methods, including cyber theft and hacking. They are assembling dossiers on people in a massive way, which has always been a feature of Leninist communist regimes. But Beijing's penetration of digital networks worldwide, including the use of 5G networks, has really taken this to a new level, Pottinger said. With the information the CCP has obtained, he said it now compiles dossiers on millions of Americans and foreign citizens all around the world using the material that it gathers to influence, target, intimidate, reward, blackmail, flatter, humiliate, and ultimately to divide and conquer. Let's not forget that China is the land of Sun Tzu, the art of war. And going a step further, Pottinger sounded the alarm that Beijing's stolen sensitive data is sufficient to build a dossier in every single American adult, and many of our children too, who are fair game under Beijing's rules of political warfare. Now, during this hearing, the former director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center, William Avina, said that the CCP is using a whole country approach. They're using everything at their disposal tech-wise. To put it in layman's terms, to leverage, infiltrate, influence, and steal from every corner of U.S. success. This means our technology. This means our new inventions. And it means our elections. Sound familiar, America? It is estimated that 80% of American adults have had all of their personal data stolen by the CCP. Other 20%, most of their personal data. How about those apples? He said that the Chinese communist regime poses an existential threat to the United States and is employing complex, pernicious, strategic, and aggressive tactics to accomplish its goals. Yes. We also know this week that the very historic military drills in China, that Russian troops have entered China for joint exercises. The stated purpose, quote, to bring down American arrogance. Just amazing. Something wicked this way comes, America. We will be armed to the teeth. We will crush all enemy invaders to this nation. I always say if they won a war, then they came to the right place. The Democrat mainstream media outlets are the biggest misinformation agents we know, in the world today. They are anti-freedom, anti-liberty, anti-constitution, anti-bill of rights. And they work against the American population to undermine them and their family and their loved ones and to ultimately subvert them. You know, that's all true. This is the Von Wiegand Show. All new callers get to the front of the line. We have a VIP guest. Kim, the Truth Seeker, will be on here shortly. And then after that, we will open the phone lines up for calls. You're part of the Von Wiegand family. Sounds like this. Yes, you're part of the Von Wiegand family. La Cosa Nostra, radio style. It's our thing, baby. And folks, we are so glad you're here. Just know that looking at the news this past week, it's been amazing. Washington's lust for conquest in past wars and past decades. It was always said that that would destroy the American Republic. We fought too many foreign wars. Too much debt. Did you know right now that the average Americans, any American out there, if you add all of the credit card debts, $1 trillion incurred by the American Republic in credit card debt. Americans also owe $3.5 trillion in installment loans, car loans, appliances, etc. Some mortgages. Unbelievable. This is a house of cards. We hope it doesn't fall, but on the economic front, things could go either way. Get prepared. The problem with Americans is that they only learn of their peril when it is too late to do anything about it. America, like that children's book, Humpty Dumpty, he's fallen off the wall, and it will take more than all of the king's men to put America back together again. Americans who had applauded the crushing of other people's liberties over time may live to suffer the same fate. That's why we are for freedom and liberty on the show, among other things. We're not quite sure that the Republic will stand. Ben Franklin said in 1776 that we gave you a republic if, only if, you can keep it. There's nothing etched in stone that America will be here forever. It's not a thousand-year Reich, or it may not even make its 300th birthday. It's not anything near the Roman Empire, which did last a thousand years. Indeed, it would take massive violence against those multitudes whose propaganda lies have destroyed the belief of so many Americans and their own country. The widespread teachings in taxpayer-financed American public schools and universities and in racial sensitivity training in American corporations going on now by your friendly and local HR department, and even transgender dressing rooms in the U.S. military present the picture of an America which is at the crossroads from a great empire to a great threat. This is a strange time in America where we have so many traitors within trying to do the country harm. They want the villain to win, not the good guy, like in the movie. They want the New World Order to win. We have a lot of bought and paid for people right now inside our government, many strata of it, also in corporate America. Today, it is a lie to call America the United States. It's nothing short of a falsehood. We're not united. The country is the disunited states. The blue states are one people. The red states are another people. And that's fine by me. I do not pray for both sides to get together. If they do, okay. But we've always been two or three separate countries anyway. We fought a civil war over it. The blue states politically assassinated the president elected by the red states, the way I see it. And they laugh about it. The blue states are now trying to imprison the former president or litigate him to death and all of his supporters who rallied for him on January the 6th. We see media stories about it daily. Trump supporters who went to Washington, D.C. are called, quote, insurrectionists and domestic extremists. The Biden idiot in the Oval Office calls this unifying the country. Country is not unified. Right now, a poll was taken that 66%, that's two-thirds, of Republicans approximately in the U.S. South and about half of even West Coast Democrats want to succeed from these disunited states. Revolution is in the air. If they're not careful, if they push their plans too hard, too fast, the country will buckle under its own weight. We see right now in America, the blue state Democrats regard white Americans in the suburbs as, quote, systemic racists. It's their favorite term lately, whose DNA compels them to be, quote, white supremacists and oppressors of, quote, people of color, by which they mean blacks and not Asians. And they also call them racist because they outperform blacks in school. This is crazy. To stop Asians or any other race from taking on the basics of school and merit admission to places like Harvard University, where many whites have gone as well, they want those spots reserved for them, irregardless of their academic record. That's also going on in America. Where Hispanics fit is undecided by blue state Democrats because some of them are almost white and others are mainly Indian. The Democrats' identity politics will backfire on them completely because they are constantly talking about race. Their identity politics is encountering the same problems wherever it goes. This is America today. There is no longer an American nation. You feel it, don't you? A real nation needs borders, congruity. No such thing exists in America. We have different ideologies, different cultures, different races, different creeds. America is a Tower of Babel, as we are the only country in the world allowing in millions and millions of people who have no business even being here. That is the truth. We will speak truth to power. And keep your eye on the ball, America, on immigration. When Russia, China, and Iran call the cards, do you really want them running the world? Really? I don't. We'll only be safe in our own country if we, the people, run it. It's our nation, not theirs. Never forget that. We'll talk more about this in this show and others. But just remember this. I read a book by a historian recently who said that the sack of Rome was done by barbarians. And it occurred, get this, because the Roman citizens feared the terrors of the barbarians much less than they feared the terrors of their own government. And did you know that the Roman citizens then opened up the gates of Rome? The Roman city was given to the barbarians. They were invited in, and they sacked and burned Rome. And that, my friends, is real history. There's plenty more where that came from, too. We had a big show for you tonight. We're on the Imperial March all across the nation and the world. Yes. Love that. Now, we are waiting for Kim the Truth Seeker to call in, which she will hear momentarily. But before we get to her call, let me tell you about the Secret Space Program, as promised in some of my marketing blogs on Gab.com and other sites. This is a fantastic story that came out. I found it. I'm always mining the internet and interviews, listening to them for great radio content for you, my fantastic listener, and our smart callers. A retired U.S. Marine claims he spent 15 years in space and on Mars protecting 5 human colonies. According to the claims of the retired space officer, Randy Kramer, initially known under the pseudonym of Captain K, not only have humans made it to Mars in the past, he said, but we have developed a secret space program in flotilla that operates in space. It seems that there are 2 versions that are being filtered to society when it comes to space, Mars, and classified files relating the two, he said. The first is that we have not been to Mars. There is a lot of work to be done, and our technology is still very limited. The other one, other point of view, is that is the exact opposite, a version that several individuals have backed up over the last decade talking about the secret space program. Well, the question here is, who is telling the truth? And would it be ludicrous to think that we have made it to Mars and colonized the Red Planet thanks to our secret space programs? Programs is plural, by the way, because the Air Force and the Navy both have their own program, among others. The Army does too, I believe. According to Captain K, who was a former U.S. Marine, he was posted on the Red Planet for years, and his mission was to protect the 5 human colonies that are already there from the indigenous life forms on Mars that can be quite aggressive. He went on to state that not only did he spend years on Mars, but he also served aboard a giant space carrier for 3 years. According to the former U.S. Marine, he worked for the Mars Defense Force, the MDF, which is owned and operated by the Mars Colony Corporation, MCC, which is basically a conglomerate of financial institutions, government, and tech companies. Kramer and his team are part of a special section of the United States Marines with a highly classified mission to protect and ensure the survival and existence of 5 newly established human colonies on the surface of the Red Planet. The Earth Defense Force, another secret military branch, has military recruits from countries such as the United States, China, and Russia. Shocker there. Furthermore, Kramer states that his training took place on the moon inside a secret base called LOC, or the Lunar Operations Command, on Saturn's moon Titan, and even training in deep space. Not only do we have technology said to get us to Saturn and far out in outer space, Mars, he said, is a planet crawling with life, according to statements from the former Marine. According to this interview, the space fleet has technology far superior than anything available anywhere on Earth. The various ships have different propulsion systems, which allow the space fleet to reach the frontiers of our solar system now with ease. We've spoken about this before on my show several times on the Von Wiehan Show about these secret space programs. According to Kramer, the propulsion systems use both fission and fusion-powered thrusters, war driver, and anti-gravity technology, advancements that were facilitated to mankind, he said, by friendly gray aliens. Amazing. He also claims that there are 2 indigenous species inhabiting Mars, the reptilians and the insectoids, both of them being very intelligent. The reptilians are a species much more aggressive, defending their turf and territory, he said, at all costs, The insectoids are equally intelligent and capable, but are more passive. The fact that Mars was a planet capable of sustaining life has been backed also by several researchers. And Dr. Brandenburg, who even claims that the alien beings waged a nuclear war on the red planet, and that we can find evidence of that today. According to Dr. Brandenburg, ancient Martians known as Cyanians and Utopians were massacred in the giant nuclear attack. The evidence of that genocide on Mars can still be seen today, he said. According to scientists, there are very large traces of Xenon-129 on Mars, and the only process that we know of that produces Xenon-129 is, drumroll please, a nuclear explosion. In a TV interview, Dr. Brandenburg stated that two great disasters happened on Mars. An asteroid impact happened there, and also the nuclear war. And why would so many bad things happen in one area of Mars that just so happened to have archaeology on it? The Marine had no physical evidence to back up his claims, but he was interviewed along with the doctor, and he says that he's doing everything he can to obtain highly classified documents which would prove that what he is telling is true. Parts of the testimony from Captain K are consistent with that of Michael Relf, another whistleblower who claims to have served 20 years tour on the Red Planet. This story gets even stranger and more interesting and more fascinating. Laura Magdalene Eisenhower, the great granddaughter of former President Eisenhower, claims that many efforts were made to recruit her onto a human colony on Mars, led by researcher Dr. Hal Puthoff. Having served 20 years in space, in Mars, and the moon, Captain K retired with honors. An amazing story. We told you before that the Marines are heavily recruited to fight against these alien beings in foreign worlds. They're trained killers with the correct orders. And he said that there are many battles on Mars, and we're trying to get them for the show, for a future show. So stay tuned for that. And I find these things highly credible because I keep having people leak me information about the secret space program. And I've been aware of it for 20, 30 years. And they had to come out under President Trump with the Space Force because it was getting a little bit too much traction. So our government's famous for doing things in secret, and they'll wait 20 or 30 years, and then they will come out with the official cover story, if you will. And that is why we have a U.S. Space Force today. Now, the secret space program is still going forward, and we'll get more intel about that as time goes on. But for right now, let's get to our VIP guest, Kim, the Truth Seeker, on the Von Lehen Show.
Hello.
How you doing, Kim?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for being on the Von Lehen Show. Heard a lot about you. We're going to do kind of a radio improv show tonight.
Yeah.
And where would you like to begin? I got your intel.
Well,
I read it.
Okay.
Cover to cover. But where would you like
okay.
to start?
Well, I
you got the
like
floor.
To say that a lot of what you just said is what I know to be true.
Yes.
So I've been following, I don't know if you've ever heard of Super Soldier Talk.
Yes.
So I've been following all those videos, and I just learned about this about 6 months ago, and I was floored when I first started listening to it. Shocked, but I knew it was real. I mean, you can tell it's so intricate, the details of what they're telling. And you know, these people, you can't make this stuff up. And you know, I know, you know, I have a good level of discernment. So I knew it
right.
was true, and I'm still learning this, and I will just add this thing because this is kind of important. So a lot of the humans that they brought there, they were enslaving them on the moon and Mars. They were telling them that Earth was gone. Sad.
Mm.
So it's my understanding that right now they have rescued all of the humans off of Mars. I don't know where they took them. And the moon is now cleaned because they had a lot of humans entrapped and enslaved on the back side of the moon. Lots of bases there, dumps. And so a lot, you know, I always laugh when I hear about the budgets coming, you know, out of the swamp, because there are trillions upon trillions of our money that was taken off planet through a black a budget. So
that's right.
There is no real, oh, we have to balance this. The deficit is all from the cabal. It's not from us, you know. So the good
right.
news is, though, is the moon, they've taken down the set. So they had a massive satellite up there that's sending out these weird frequencies to Earth that is screwing up people's minds, right? So that's how they were controlling the minds here. Well, with most of the population, obviously it didn't work on all of us, and that's another story. So
mm-hmm.
it's my understanding now that the moon is clean and it's shining, it's peaceful, and it's shining a glow of peace. So that's good news. Mars, they were infiltrating that significantly, you know, during this takedown. So they were all fleeing from here to there because, you know, they go out through those portals. They can get
mm-hmm.
there pretty quick. And so that's been a bit of a battle there, and it's not completely cleared yet. But they're going to be, all those reptilians are going to be removed. What you said is all true based on all these. I've been, like, following all these different stories for a long time. And James Rink is the owner of that channel. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. And he's
mm-hmm.
well known by all the truthers. This is real stuff. And even Michael Jaco, I guess he thinks he was a super soldier too.
Amazing.
It is amazing, and it sounds like sci-fi. I mean, they were training them to go to Mars to fight large insects, and you're like, what? These spiders are huge. And then they would lose their legs, and then they just put them in the med bed, and they can grow their legs back. I'm just like, wow. Like, the technology here is like, this is a joke here. This is a joke here. So the technology is pretty, it's amazing. It is really amazing. So I just wanted to add in, you know, about the Mars stuff and give some good information about that. Megan Rose is another person who, so I don't know if you know this either. So some of these truthers, I just learned this.
Mm-hmm.
They have implants in their brains because they were abducted. And now these implants are connecting them to different ET races, but the good ones. So they're able to get information from them. Isn't that fascinating?
That is fascinating. Well, we had a story back when I was at KFNX here in Phoenix Broadcasting of a super soldier in the secret space program living in northern Arizona. Now, he wouldn't want to come on my show, but he gave me a lot of intel. And he said everything you said was true. He said when he was on Mars as a Marine, that they were sent out daily, you know, to it's kind of like in colonial times when they'd send out the soldiers to protect, or, you know, the cowboy days to kind of, you know, keep watch over the caravan, the covered wagons, right? Well, they had like wagons and vehicles there on Mars. And he said that these insectoids would come out, these spiders, and they would try to attack the caravan of supplies, you know, food, water, whatever that we needed. And they had to fight them off. There were literal battles. It's like the bandits would come out of the desert. They would live in the desert. And when you see those serene photos of Mars, folks, it looks like the Arizona desert. But a lot of these things live down below. And they would come up out of nowhere, he said. And they would also fly reconnaissance over Mars. And they would see these humongous dust storms. And they realized that wasn't just a land hurricane. Those were alien soldiers marching in the desert. I mean, it's the stuff of Star Wars and Star Trek. But he did say that, we fought them. And he also said that they approach you. They make you sign a 20-year contract. They pay you really well. You get your base wage, your Pentagon wage, your hazard pay, and a space wage. You make a lot of money because you don't spend any money in 20 years. And they go, we'll put it all in the bank for you. And when you come back, you'll be a millionaire. That's the lure. See?
And so James,
and the guys go,
James was saying, go ahead.
Yeah.
So James,
that was pretty much it, but it's just an amazing story. Go ahead.
Yeah, James was saying that they were not paying a lot of the people that they promised to pay.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's a new wrinkle in that story.
Yeah.
Well, I know the guy. I know in Arizona, he said, I came back to a million-dollar bank account. They paid him.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah. But he goes, but also you can die. You know, that's the caveat.
Yeah.
You can die in those battles. So he was one of the lucky ones that survived a lot of battles. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Tell us more about your knowledge of that stuff.
Well, and you know, they mind wipe them, you know, when they send them back, but it's glitching. So a lot of them are getting the flashbacks. And so that's what James Rink does, is he helps out with the regression. And so they're learning this. So there's a lot of our soldiers that, you know, the PTSD, it's not the PTSD that we think it's from the war. This is from Mars and the moon, you know.
That's right.
Stuff. It's a little bit more intense than what we know. So when we see people out there that got some problems and stuff, you know, now I have a deeper understanding and compassion, knowing that you just really don't know what has happened to them. And it's not just, you know, the other thing too that I heard, okay, and this is pretty credible, and they had kids caged up there too, by the way, on the moon. They had
before.
Them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, and then some of the soldiers, they had brothels up there on the moon, and then they're having all these bastard children, and then they were taking these children, and they bring them back here, and they send them down to the tunnels.
Yeah,
just,
I've heard of that.
Yeah, so there's some intense things, and it is possible that, because there's going to be a whole new world coming, we're moving into a new Earth. And Mars, they say, used to be like Earth. It was a really and it is possible, I don't know, but it is possible that they might turn that back. They can do it. They can do it.
We can always terraform it, sure.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, this planet's getting all cleaned up, and so what else do I want to say? I keep listening to the stories about that. And you know, just a little side note, which I think is very interesting, and maybe you can tell me what you know, is like their craft, you know, all the ET races out there, which there's many. So their craft, they make them from their consciousness, right? And then they use the nanotechnology, and that's what creates their crafts. And a lot of the crafts are controlled by their consciousness. Isn't that interesting? It's a little hard for us to grasp this, but that's how it is.
Yeah, it really is.
The suits.
Well, there was a ton of intel that came out after World War II, and here we are today, fast forward to, you know, 2021. What do you know about how does this tie in to our underground bases or the election or Area 51 there north of Las Vegas? Any tie-ins other than, of course, the obvious that is the space program that's, you know, that's all over the universe? My intel is that they've been able to go into deep space, very far out there.
Yeah.
Now, there's no edge to space per se, but our technology is so far advanced. What they're showing us is really stuff that was designed in 1960, 1970.
Right.
You know, as a kid, I can remember the F-16 back in the 80s was sort of like, you know, the minute they build those fighter jets, they're already obsolete. And I knew we had things, because my dad was in the U.S. Air Force, so I knew we had things that nobody knew about.
Yeah.
My father worked on the stealth bomber when it was still a secret. He had that top secret clearance. And that's why we moved to Dallas, because that's where the big LTV defense plant was, where he built the stealth bomber there, in secrecy. So for years, no one knew about it. There was little snippets of it, but getting back to your story, what do you know about anything more about the secret space program?
Okay, so...
or what's going on?
And I'm sure you know this, because we might as well just bring this up right now. So there were treaties signed, what was it, in the 50s? So this is going before President Eisenhower. So they agreed to trade humans for the advanced technology from the other ET races, because the ET races
right.
were coming down here. So the agreement was 50,000 a year, and you can't harm them, and you got to return them. Well, they violated those.
Which never happened.
So
right.
we're now at 800,000 humans a year disappearing.
That's right.
And so,
yeah, folks, if you go to the internet and pull up missing people, it's about 800,000 people. You're right, Kim. It's astounding.
Yeah. This is like, and they said that, and this is kind of sad, that the amount of humans underground at some points was more than above ground. Insane. And now, with that being said, okay, and if you know what they were doing with the cloning, because they were doing cloning up on the moon and Mars, okay, that's how they were creating a lot of those soldiers. Well,
mm-hmm.
I think they were kind of doing it here above ground, too.
Oh,
it's
for sure.
Enough. This is like, maybe I shouldn't even throw this in either, but I want to just because I love animals so much, always have. But not only are they trafficking humans underground, they are mixing humans and animals.
Yes, I've heard about that before, too.
Yeah, and these experiments have not went well, and they have not killed them. And so, you know, hats off to our soldiers down there who have had to go into these and see weird things underground, okay?
Well, think about it. Think about it. You're an 18, 19, 20-year-old guy. You're a young, buff recruit. You go into the U.S. Marine Corps or the Army or Air Force or Navy. You go in. You're recruited for the secret space program. You're sent to deep space, my God, or Mars. That alone. And this guy that I talked to said, we had, think of a ruler about a foot long. You had to sign about 1 foot of paper where you sign everything. If you inhale toxic chemicals, this could happen to you. You could die on every page. You could die in battle. You could die going there. You could die coming back. You sign your life away. But but can you imagine the PTSD? And the thing is, when these veterans say, you know, they are suffering from the war, I would clarify that and say, what war are you talking about?
Exactly.
The space war? or Vietnam or Afghanistan? Is there storm one or two? Kuwait, maybe? Iraq?
Yeah.
You tell me.
Yeah.
Because they're just kind of talking in general, but you got to break it down because some of those guys that are suffering, they could – I mean, can you imagine – now, this is what I've heard, that our soldiers, in this country, when they go down to these underground caverns and things of that nature, there is a floor. Supposedly, this is allegedly, there in New Mexico, near Alamogordo, they have a floor there. I believe also one in Area 51 where it's like human and animal experiments. You know, they cross a man with a tiger. They crossed a man with a horse, with a pig, everything, cat, dog. And many of these fiends are still alive. The people have consciousness. They know what's happened to them. They're freaking out. And they need the Marines or the guards there to kind of quell down. Now, it's even stranger. Our government's been involved in time travel. I do believe it's definitely possible. You know, it's a long rabbit hole, but it goes with physics and E equals MC squared, you know, Einstein's theory of relativity. Where Einstein himself, but now this will blow your mind. Physicists tell us that the past, present, and future are one.
Yep.
Does that blow your mind or what? In other words, if they're one, you can traverse the optical illusion and go from one spot to the other. Now, we have a floor in Area 51 called Alice in Wonderland. And there is a big rabbit, like in the children's tale, above the door of that hall, of that room. And they call it Alice in Wonderland. And inside that room is where they have like Project Looking Glass. They have the time traveler chair. And they do experiments. And it's fascinating stuff. Supposedly they can pretty much pinpoint where you want to go. They say it's easier to go to the past because it's already happened than the future, obviously.
Yeah.
But there's probabilities to the future.
Yeah.
And they're all timelines.
Yeah.
It's all a timeline. And Kim, that's what I tell folks on this show is we haven't lost the war or anything with the New World Order. Those are probabilities that they're working with too.
Yeah. No,
it's all fluid. A lot of moving parts. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, we stopped that timeline. That was going to happen. It's all true. But we've stopped that timeline. So here's the thing with the trading for the technology with the humans.
Yeah.
So they got all this technology. I mean, how do you think that they've nearly taken over the whole planet? I mean, look at what they've done to billions of humans that are believing mainstream media and getting injected right now with stuff that is not good. And that it's all based on false narratives. So the mind control is insane. But here's, you know, there's good news out of all this. So it's not doom and gloom, but we're just bringing out the reality here that because people need to know about it, is they have been watching the cabal for a long time, since JFK. So this is not the only rigged election. I'm sure everybody knows that. This has been going on for a long time, and they have been watching this. When Trump got in to office in early 2017, he was flying around to all the different countries. He already had all the satanic pedophilia evidence. So this is what he started right from the get-go. And he was asked to come in to do this. He didn't decide to just come in and do this job. Yeah, so this is the technology that they have is mind-blowing, and that's how they were able to pull all this off. I mean, there's millions upon millions upon millions of humans underground on the Mars. I mean, on Mars and the moon, and they're using incredible technology. And so, but we have now pretty much disarmed a lot of it from them, right? And the other thing, and I'd like to get your opinion on this because I'm dead solid on this. So, you know, the white hats that we're always talking about, right? Well,
right.
Those are they're militaries around the planet, right, that have been in
right.
on this thing for decades to take down this cabal. Not all of the military was good. Some of it went bad, as we know, but some of it
That's
was
right.
good. And they have been working very closely with our star families, the Pleiadians, Arcturians, Andromedans. Yeah, so right now, a lot, like, who do you think was cleaning out a lot of the tunnels? They had high-energy weapons underground. This is, I can prove all this stuff. So the fight was intense down there. We're not talking about little guns. So they could just incinerate humans. So who do you think was fighting them down there? I have some more information. So there was one of the groups was called the Light System. You can go to Jason Shirka's YouTube channel, and he talks openly about this. And he's very well respected, too, by the way, in the truther community. So some of the ETs have died fighting for us. You know, I don't know if you heard, we did lose 200 soldiers in one of the missions. So they had 200
soldiers. I heard about that.
Did you hear about that?
I did.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't or you did?
I did hear it.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, we've had some loss because, you know, they play dirty. So, you know, from there on out.
And you're saying they all died. Right, but Kim, you're saying they all died in the tunnels, those 200 troops?
Yeah, they were in there, and then, you know, the cabal blew them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some speculation, Kim, that some of the earthquakes that we're feeling and some of the people hear noises sometimes in the Midwest, or they could be in Kansas or Nebraska. They'll hear weird explosions or weird noises. And what I'm telling folks, I think you're hearing things from underground battles that are raging.
100%.
Or explosions.
Yeah.
You're hearing a battle. They hear voices.
Yeah.
They hear things that kind of come up. You know, there's always a country well somewhere that could echo, right? Or a hole in the ground from an oil rig or something where some of these sounds come up. And they echo when they reach the earth plane, right? And I think some of these things are very strange. You know.
Gene Decode has a lot of information on the tunnels. I mean, he can tell you exactly how they made them because they made them a lot of them on the ley lines. And he said they could actually make them pretty quick. And the really weird thing is that they have some stuff called ancient tunnels. So basically what they're saying is that some of these tunnel systems were going back a long time ago. So this has been going on for a long time on this planet. And some of them are really, really deep. They have a lot of them under the water. And the other thing I just learned, too, is that this is really fascinating. So the West plates of the Western United States. So those plates are they're floating on the Pacific Ocean. So they have submarine tunnels going like from, you know, the coast of California all the way down to underwater to Albuquerque.
That's right.
Yeah,
I know.
I mean,
I've heard the same thing.
Yeah, this is, it's all true. So this is where a lot of our tax money went, everybody.
Well, you know, any land mass, you know, it's always been interesting to me. We know more about deep space, in other words, than what we know about our own oceans and how deep these land masses go. And they can go down a long ways and start burrowing and tunneling in from the sea, which is what they did. And some of those were ancient caverns anyway. And we discovered them and made them into submarine bases. And yeah, I know, mm-hmm. you know, I've always been a big, big believer that, and I've always believed in the axiom that truth is stranger, much stranger than fiction. You can sit there and imagine things, which is great, but actually what's uh-huh. happening right under your nose, what's being uh-huh. hidden from us in plain sight is far more fascinating to me. You don't always need a science fiction book because reality, okay. what's really happening is strange, you know?
So, go ahead. And diving into that, because I always kind of want to, you know, understand, like, exactly what you just said. Why is it that we couldn't see this? Like, why didn't we ask questions? Well, I mean, number one, there was a lack of information. Now we got the internet. But here's what I think. We all came in here, you know, without any kind of memory of our past lives or who we are from, or some of us may be from some of the other galaxies, and we're from another planet, okay? And we come in here, so we don't really know. I think we all go under that mind control because of the mind control that was coming from the moon. And they had satellites. They had a big satellite in New Mexico that it is really messing with, because we're all frequency. So if our frequency is really messed up, then it's screwing up our DNA, right? And so the mm-hmm. veil, what I'm saying is that the veil was very thick for all of us. We just weren't going to question any of their narratives. So what do I think has happened? I think, you know, there's some of us that came in here as volunteers. So we're the ones that kind of woke up pretty fast, or just maybe like you, you've kind of always known. And so there's just certain ones of us, like, you know, in 2017, that's when my awakening started. I mean, I started having these weird Galactic Federation videos showing up on my phone. I was like, what is this?
Really?
Yes. I had strange. No idea. I was like, who? I was like, where are they? I'm like, where are you? And they're saying they were taking the president on their ship. And I'm like, what? Yeah. It's real.
Really?
The Galactic Federation is, yeah, well, you know, the Galactic Federation.
Yeah, it's real.
Like the Earth, you know, in the
it's
Earth
real.
Alliance. There's all these different councils that are, they're working with
that's
Trump fun. and the White Hats. And I think we're gonna meet them soon. But I think that certain ones of us have been, you know, programmed, and I mean in a good way, to wake up at a certain time. Because you know what? Other truthers that I talked to, we kind of all woke up around the same time. And how do you explain that?
It's a great question. You know, it's you're born in this world. And I think when you're a young child, when I was about 5 years old, I just, don't get me wrong, I am from my mom and my dad, but I had a lot of memories of past lives. And I did feel, even at a young age, I remember thinking, I'm an old soul. I have been here before. I have done this, and they sent me back. And I got to do it all over again. And I think, you know, it's kind of like I really felt that. I felt I've got on. And then the thought came in my head, you're back for a reason, bucko.
You're
up for the ride.
Right now. You came back for this.
You are back for the ride. Yeah. And I told a friend of mine, it's funny. I had an epiphany when I was a young guy that, you know, I wasn't even thinking of radio stations when I was a young guy. Though I loved them. I used to tinker around with all kinds of things. But we had a ham radio in our house and stuff like that. But the thought always came in my head that you're going to be on the radio someday and prepare. In other words, it said get as smart as you can, read everything you can get your freaking hands on, because you're going to be on the air. And you got to be smart as a whip, and not always in, don't get me wrong, there's school smarts and there's street smarts, and there's what I call other dimensional smarts. You got to get street smarts to not get beaten up on of the schoolyard, right? And the school smarts get you into college where you can make some money, hopefully, and get a good job. The other dimensional smarts is kind of like that sixth sense. I always had that strong. See, women, you have intuition. I had that strong manly instinct, hunter instinct almost. I would get these visions, these epiphanies, these thoughts of where to maneuver, where to go, and by God, I was right every time. And I don't claim to be the best at everything. I'm not, clearly not. But one thing I was really good at was that sixth sense was seeing beyond, you know, and then coming up with a kind of like a remote viewer, if you will. I could almost see things and say, it's going to be like this. And they say, how do you know? I just know. I can't tell you how. I just know. I feel it. And by God, every time it checked out. You know, but I think everyone's got a story like that, you know, at least to some degree. What's yours?
What I would say, my interpretation of why that is, you came in here with a higher frequency. So the higher frequency is. Yeah, and so this is what I've come to learn, because, you know, we've seen all the insanity here over the last year and a half, and you have to wonder, like, you know, I think one thing it taught me is that we are not all the same here. We are not. I know we look the same.
Oh, no.
But we're not.
No, we're not. I agree.
Some people are they have really captured consciousness. They're really under that mind spell, and they just can't break free from it. I mean, I think at first we all thought, are they dumb? I don't mean to be rude, but you're just like, just look into some of the information that's being put out, and you're going to find out very quickly that the mainstream media is not telling the truth, and they just won't. And you say,
I agree.
You try to go, well, and what do? I research everything. And I was at a point before I woke up that I didn't know about everything, you know, the reality. But anytime anybody would tell me something, I would just go and look it up, and I never called them a conspiracy theorist. See, I never watched the news. I never did. I never got pulled into it. I just kind of like, okay, I kind of always knew.
See,
you know,
and that's a higher frequency too. And it's not that we all have gifts, and there's some people, you know, that have the gift or whatever. We have surgeons, we've got pilots, we've got sports players, we've got everything in our society, right? Everyone's got gifts. And you just figure out what your gifts are. And I will say this, I use my instinct to keep myself out of trouble. I also used it for personal use. I thought, I'm pretty smart here. I need to keep myself out of trouble. And what's funny about it is that when I was a little boy, and I was like every little boy, don't get me wrong, but I can remember sitting there in kindergarten at the Air Force kindergarten there on base, and the teacher going, you know, Vaughn, do this or that, or I forgot. And I was just sort of like, I was sort of in a daze, but I was just thinking of, I was there consciously, but my mind was elsewhere. My mind was elsewhere. I was just thinking and daydreaming. And then they had us, you know, get out your paperwork and your pen, and then get, and that's when I went, oh, I got to snap out of this, or I'm never going to make it in this world. I got to go do things their way. And so get out pen and paper and write down the ABCs, right, or whatever that we were doing. We did lots of games too. But anyway, it was just, I think a lot of kids are in a daze in kindergarten. Too much punching cookies, right? Too much sugar.
It's funny that you just mentioned that, because I just heard something about that. So, you know, somebody who is not like, I don't even want to get into this on this show, but if you're not like 100% real human, they can't daydream. I mean, so the fact that you are, that's, you're human. And I did the same thing. And you know why? Because when you have a higher frequency, going into a classroom and being programmed and controlled, it's not normal to us.
It's not. No. I viewed it as a mental prison, even high school. Though I had fun, don't get me wrong, I had fun. College to me was where it was at. Because at the university, you could, you know, debate, think, but when you're in that, those first 12 years were real regimented. And though that's good in a way, but yeah, I always felt it was, I had lots of friends in school, don't get me wrong. And I was the kid that I knew the jocks, I knew the cheerleaders, I knew the weird scientist kids, I knew the nerds, I knew everybody, because I just always made it my business to know everybody, and I befriended everybody, because to me they all had something to bring to the table, you know, like, you know, the proverbial rich kid or whatever, they wouldn't talk to this class, a student. I was never like that. To me, I always got a kick out of people that were a little different, a little quirky. And I got a kick out of them, and I liked them, and I genuinely did. And I just, they said, how do you do that? I get along with a lot of people. I got into a lot of fights, too, don't get me wrong, because people would rub me the wrong way, and it's just like, I saw red. That's that German in me. I had to tone that down. I said, if I'm going to live in the American culture, I've got to tone that down, because it comes out. And so you learn to submerge a lot of things too in your character, right?
Mm-hmm.
As you, because we have to navigate this world, this earth plane, as we live in the universe. Like my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, to get that plug in. But that book is about this stuff too that we're talking about. It's about being the best that you can be. Well, this is cult radio like no other, Kim. I wanted to give you plenty of time. I really enjoyed talking to you. We're going to have you back on once you and I do some more homework, and we'll commiserate with others and whatever. We love having you on the show. What are your final thoughts to America and the secret space program and anything else you'd like to bring up tonight? Floor is yours.
Turn the TV off and start doing research, because you're either going to do it now or you're going to have to do it pretty soon. So start doing research. Try to be the best human being that you can be, and look forward to a whole new earth if you stay on the right path and you stay on the, and you raise your frequency and your vibration. Because as a human being, we're all going to, our new job is going to be to evolve and to learn. We're going to learn about us.
We're
going to learn about our planet. And we're going to be joining the Galactic Federation and all the councils in time. We are. So we're going to be able to be a part of the galaxy and the universe. It's going to be, so we got.
Yes, we will join the Galactic Federation.
No,
damn
I'm
straight. Tim, the truth seeker. I love you. Keep that high vibration, baby. The Beach Boys said good vibrations, right? Love it. That's true.
The best is yet to come. So that's it.
Yes, and I keep telling folks, too, this, all this talk, Kim, as well, is what you know, of the New World Order, the globalists. A lot of people are down the dumps. There's a lot of doom and gloom out there. There's a lot of fear porn on a lot of other shows. And I tell folks, look, nothing is etched in stone. There's a lot of moving parts here. And those guys, if anything, are really pissed off and frustrated, because their New World Order was supposed to happen 20, 25 years ago, and it hasn't happened yet. They're getting closer, but I still don't think they have the technology. World's a big place.
We are
now, I will go ahead.
We merged that timeline, so it's over. So
they say we have destroyed that timeline. I hope you're right. I think we have.
We have. But it's up
great
to
news.
Us how fast we're going to move into things. So the faster that we pull it together, the faster we're moving into greatness. That's it.
I love it. Kim, thanks so much. Have a great night.
Yeah, thank you. All right, it was a pleasure.
Oh, that's been mine as well. And our audience loved it. Kim, the Truth Seeker, folks, from the Galactic Federation, of course. Love that. Well, some of the promos in the future, deep in the space of the Von Wien Show, they may sound like this.
We come from way out past Alpha Centauri, and as we're here on planet Earth observing your ways, we're listening to the Von Wien Show. It's on the Internet Radio Galaxy.
Yes. Now, they say the Nazis are on the moon. They say that there was wreckage there found. On the dark side of the moon, a slave race is supposedly mining minerals. That these are people that were abducted, allegedly, from planet Earth to work in the slave race. We talked about that earlier in the show. There's so much more to talk about this. It's fascinating. It's a lot of eyewitnesses. A lot of people are coming out about this. They've been overseas and over space for the last 20 or 30 years. Just amazing tonight. Great radio improv and great radio interview there with Kim. Kim, the Truth Seeker, has done a lot of research, and she came to me through a great friend of the show. And anyone like that that has similar information, please contact me at the show. We'd love to get you on, VonWeHintShow@gmail.com. Yes, we're so glad you're here tonight, folks. My God. You never know what we're going to have on this show, that's for sure.
You saw the ads, and you saw what was out there on the Von Wien Show. You have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Go ahead. Call up. Make his day. It's the Von Wien Show.
For Station ID, we are looking for some sponsors in this year. If you'd like to sponsor the show with your product, service, or widget, please contact us at the Von Wien Show here on Blog Talk Radio or at vonwien@gmail.com. That's vonwienshow@gmail.com.
Hey, do you love live, raw, and unfiltered radio such as this show? If you like what you hear on the Von Wien Show, but for reasons known or unknown, you do not want to divulge who you support and or sponsor, just know that we get it in this crazy politically correct world that we find ourselves living in. Rest assured that you can be a secret donor and sponsor to the Von Wien Show. Von loves donations from his fan base to pay the radio show costs and to keep the lights on in radio-free Western America. Simply go to PayPal.com or Facebook or Patreon.com, which is PATREON.com, or Zelle, which is used by Bank of America to securely donate to the cause. And keep this wonderful radio program alive and going at full steam ahead as we damn the torpedoes. Patreon.com is a unique site for creative artists, and Zelle is spelled Z-E-L-L-E and is very easy to use as well. You can even contact Vaughn at all one word, VaughnWeHuntShow@gmail.com for any and all advertising questions or inquiries. Thank you for those who have been supporting the Vaughn We Hunt Show and to all the newcomers. Live free or die, America. The choice is yours. And let the Vaughn We Hunt Show light the torch and the way forward for all.
Now, COVID-19 is probably one of the biggest propaganda operations we've seen in history because of the global nature and the resources put into it. In the United States, one of the main spigots of propaganda has been Dr. Anthony Fauci and the media's elevation of this man to, quote, like godlike status, if you will. They're hanging on his every word. They never press him or challenge him to provide data, real data, to back up his constantly evolving and swerving public pronouncements. Every Western government has their version of Fauci, spouting ever-changing, confusing information to the public, meant to keep the American population and the world, if you will, off balance, afraid, and confused. A fearful, dazed, and weary public is less able to resist, keyword resist, the dizzying array of draconian policies coming from various governments, from strange face mask rules and incessant testing to quarantines, the healthy and mandatory mass vaccinations. In his latest effort to prepare Americans for even greater medical tyranny, Fauci got on national TV August the 8th and said a flood of new COVID vaccine mandates are coming down the pike as soon as the shots get FDA approval, which he expects to happen as soon as next month, September 2021. I told you folks that things are coming down the pike hard and fast. Scientific data shows children are not efficient spreaders of the virus, but that couldn't be allowed to disrupt the fear-based narrative. They were masked and socially distanced. Their schools were shut down. The kids were sent home. Their social and family lives destroyed, leading to a record number of teen suicides, which has got blood on the government's hands. The changes include everything from the introduction of digital currencies and the so-called vaccine passports with scannable QR codes to the regulation of worship services in small businesses. And let's not forget the World Economic Forum immediately seized on the COVID pandemic or plandemic as an opportunity to change the economic, political, and social structure of the free world. Now we'll go to the phones. We're a little pressed on time tonight, so keep your calls brief and to the point, to the most part. Let's get to the gunslinger and then to Paul the Gladiator. Gunslinger, how are you doing tonight?
Pretty good, sir? Can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me?
Gotcha, fine.
Audio
how are you doing?
Good, 10 by 10. Okay, great. Hey, yeah, your guest there was just hit the nail on the head, basically. You've probably heard of what you call DUMB, D-U-M-Bs. It stands for
yep.
Deep Underground Military Bases, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of crazy, but until... You know where Dallas is, obviously. You've probably been there a number of times.
I do.
Yes, and you know that there's a suburb out here
yes.
called Cedar Hill. You've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
That's where all the big towers for the TV stations are. There's about 10 of them out there at least. And one of them is
yeah.
like 600 feet tall. Big towers out there. Well, there's a lake right there at it. It's called Joe Pool Lake. Okay, been out there many times because I'm a native of Texas. I grew up around this area. Now, when they were building that lake just a short time before, we knew a couple of guys that used to run their dogs, their hunting dogs, out there in the cedar trees. And there's an occasional rattlesnake out there, I guess. But at this time, it was during the summer, this friend of ours was, he was approached by four MPs on horseback. And
really?
A black helicopter was flying above him. He said it just come out of nowhere, come out of the sticks.
Wow.
Four horseback, military dressed guys with carrying weapons, fully armed, okay, and just come out of nowhere. Now, fast forward a little bit. We used to make a beer run out to Grand Prairie, and we went right by Cedar Hill over there, okay? And we was coming back, mm-hmm. I mean, a buddy of mine, Jeep, and it was old Beltline Road, now 1382 out there.
I know well.
I see her. Yeah, you know where there's a university right there on 1382, right there as you go
yep.
on the, what is it, east side of the lake. Okay, well,
mm-hmm.
you know, Cedar Hill is the highest point in North Texas because of those hills. They're not mountains, they're hills, okay? Well, that university was up there, and this is like 12:30 at night, beer store just closed. We just came back from Grand Prairie, you know, just cruising around, you know, we were young, like 18, 19, something like that. Well, we decided to go up there, drive up to the top of that hill, right? Because my buddy never been
mm-hmm.
up there, and I never been up there. Crazy. Well, we go past the college up there, and there's like a black dirt road that goes up, or a, you know, a paved road that goes up there. And just as soon as we met around this little clumps of trees, the headlights from the Jeep that I had all of a sudden illuminated this big old satellite dish, okay? The big satellite dish.
Oh.
And it was surrounded by, you know, 8-foot fence with the barbed wire, the razor wire, all that stuff on there. Had a little building out there. But at the gate, there was a guard shack. And as soon as we rounded that curve, when the headlights hit that guard shack, there were two military police officers there, fully armed.
Hmm.
They were decked out in a camo. They had sidearms. They had look what appeared to be fully automatic M16s, and we froze. We're going, what
wow.
in the world is going on up here? And we look at each other, and then they started walking toward us, right? And my buddy said, let's get the, you know what, out of here now. Man,
get the
I turned
F out of here
around.
Now. Exactly. Don't stick around.
I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, really, up on top of a hill, guarding a satellite dish, for God's sakes, you have military personnel, fully armed. You know, I know what a gun looks like because I carry one, and fully automatic 16s out there in the sticks in cedar trees. What in the world was going on? And I think that there's a military base under Joe Pool Lake out there. Okay, based upon those two deals, because I never seen anything like it anywhere. Just like I've seen there.
Could very well be an underground base. What a great place. See, these things hide in plain sight. And that's the key. A lake is there in plain sight. You look at a lake and not think anything of it. They could have a base underneath the lake. And sure, that's how they would do it. I totally agree. You definitely stumbled upon something you weren't supposed to stumble upon or know about.
Probably so. Or know about, because that I mean, I've lived out here my entire area, my entire life, and I've never seen anything like that. And I'm 57 years old. And this was back, you know, mid-80s, I guess, somewhere in there. But that was that. I remember it like it was yesterday. That's how odd it stood out, okay?
I bet you do.
That was really weird. But one more thing, I know you're running short on time, on the COVID thing. This stuff is escalating all the day, okay?
Oh, no.
Here we have people that are lying, and they're trying to put you with the mask, the vaccine. Here's a little short deal right here. This goes back to the Constitution. It says that the general misconception is that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law constitutes the law of the land, right? The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and any statute to be valid must be in agreement. It is impossible for a law which violates the Constitution to be valid. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. How's
that
striking? Marlboro, Madison,
totally
U.S.
True.
1803. And this was in 1803.
That's right.
This is like 1803. So it's still, it's still valid today. I mean, you could print this out and go anywhere, and if they give you any type of trouble, read this. What part of that don't you understand? I mean, it's plain and
simple.
Right. This is the constitutional law of the land. I don't care what your statutes say. I don't care what your ordinance and your all this garbage.
Oh, they'll quote their laws, their executive orders, their statutes. It's not the Constitution. It's not the Bill of Rights. Constitution is the law of the land. That's the first thing they teach the law students in constitutional law. That's the foundation of our law. That's right.
That's exactly. I mean, that is, you can't get any more foundation basis than what I just read. All you have to do is print this out, laminate it, and keep it in your pocket. And if any of these idiots try anything on you like that, here, this is my law. You're violating my law. Get lost.
The ultimate insurance policy is to have those guns, our Second Amendment.
That's right. That's right. And speaking of
Gunslinger, thank you, man. Have a great night. Great call, man. Appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you. That's Gunslinger there from the great state of Texas, folks. And one thing, too, I wanted to say was, you know, the Democrats for years said, my body, my choice, right? I guess that only pertains to their aborted babies. But basically, when they want to give you a jab, just use that line, my body, my choice, in their face. My body, my choice. Learn it, love it, live it. Now let's get to Paul the Gladiator, and we'll make these points, get them out there in Radio Land.
Good evening.
The Gladiator is there. How's it going tonight, sir?
Good, man, good. So,
what's happening? We had Kim the Truth Seeker on. Great, great interview. Love it.
I'm so glad that I introduced you to her. She's awesome.
You did. I appreciate that, man. That's a good one.
And you know what's cool? I get to have that conversation almost every day. So, that's awesome.
Good find. That's a good ball. Good find, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just
so,
appreciate it.
Yes, and I'm sure I got messages, but when I'm on my phone, I can't look because I was just coming back from work, and I'm sure it sounded like she thoroughly enjoyed it as well, which is awesome. So a few things, kind of like what you were talking about. So underground, right, there are, on our planet, there are 80% of our planet's volcano eruptions are underwater eruptions that occur below the ocean's surface, okay? Now, with that, underneath the planet, now those eruptions are creating life, bacteria, everything. So remember that, you know, life on Earth is measured in billions. Corporate balance sheets are measured every 3 months, right? But underneath the ground, all life on Earth has survived 6 mass extinction events. There is an underground subway of bacteria, roots, and fungi connecting 90% of the world's plants and trees, and that is underneath the oceans. Now, bioremediation, this is yeast. This prevents contamination of life around the world from all human-produced waste. But once you go underneath the ocean, there isn't the human-produced waste from above because there's less people underneath. Now, I want you to kind of wrap everybody that's listening, wrap your mind around this, okay? So if this underground root system is 90%, it connects 90% of the world's plants and trees underneath the surface of where we live, what do you think is beneath that root surface? Because that root surface is above their heads. They're actually below in the caverns. And if you think you know a lot about planet Earth, think about this. So there's lost worlds that are on the surface of the planet Earth 4,500 years ago, 1,500 years ago. So 2,500 BC, 2,500 BC. There was an enormous planned city grid of a population of 5 million people called the Indus Valley. They had underground engineered plumbing like we have today. They have running water and a national sewage system like we have today. But they had no weapons and no history of any wars. They had dice games and board games of chance, and it's the only language never to be translated on planet Earth. That's above the surface. So if 90% of all the world's plants and trees are connected under our surface, that tells you that underneath those root systems, there has to be something. So what Kim was talking about, these underground caverns, remember the tectonic plates under our oceans create earthquakes in the oceans. That means when they move, there is a cavern beneath it created. So all the tectonic plates that move. So we have mountains above the ocean, but the mountains below the ocean are bigger. And there's caves in our mountains above the water on the actual continents. So if we have caves there, don't you think they have caves below the tectonic plates below the ocean, which covers 70% of our planet? We only live on 30% above the water. So for people that are doubting this, take those numbers, take the math. You know, I always give you all the math. I give you the, the history and the math and the truth, and work those numbers and try to figure out for yourself that if we have 5 billion people above the water, and the mountains below the water are bigger than the mountains above the water, then there must be caverns, there must be tunnels, and there must be everything beneath those mountains in the oceans because they're bigger than our mountains above. It makes the Rocky Mountains look like a pimple on an elephant's butt. They're humongous and huge mountains, huge tectonic plates that actually beneath that goes to another tunneling system. So there it is. There's your facts of the planet, and this makes everything that Kim was talking about, it's undeniable to the actual physiology, right, the physical elements of our planet. So
I totally agree with everything you said. And you're spot on, and that's right. We don't know enough about our own planet. I mean, we know just a drop in the bucket. There's so much that we don't know about the inner Earth, the seas, the oceans, the mountains, as you said, in the oceans. There's also a huge city off the coast of Japan that's always fascinating me. Deep, deep, these scuba divers have found it. And they've actually, it's a brick and stone city that was submerged by water. I think, Spock from Star Trek, Leonard Nimoy had that in one of his shows. They sent down these Navy divers to film it. It's fascinating.
Yes, a huge
structure.
I researched that. So here's what it is. It's about 500 miles off the coast of Japan, and you can scuba dive down because it's not that deep. And one of the blocks of these massive buildings, they are buildings, people. These are not just blocks of stone that are in sand of the ocean. These are massive buildings. One of those blocks equals 50 of the pyramid blocks of the Great Pyramid of Giza, the largest one, which would topple. Each stone in the Great Pyramid of Giza would topple our biggest, largest crane of today. It would just topple over like a little Tonka toy, couldn't even pick up one of those stones. Imagine something 50 times bigger. Every stone block is 50 times bigger than the biggest blocks of the Great Pyramid of Giza. So how and why did they get there? Who moved those? Who moved that
one? That's the hidden history of the world, Paul. There's thousands of years and millions of years of history that we do not know.
Million.
We don't know. Really, we have barely a 5,000-year history record, if that.
Right. They carbon dated that structure at 20,000 years. Then, if you look up, Google this one, It's about 1,500 miles off the coast of Ireland. This is pretty deep down in the ocean. This structure makes the stones of Stonehenge look small, but it's carbon dated to 100,000 years old. Now,
I heard about that too. Yeah.
Athens, Greece. Go to Athens, go to the Parthenon. Physically go to the Parthenon, look at the Parthenon. The Parthenon is from the Greek civilization on the top. But then you go to the second level that it's built upon, and that is carbon dated at 10,000 years old. And then the largest of the bases, which make Port Canaveral for all rocket ships to launch off of, it makes those look like they are pimples on an elephant's butt because they are 40 times bigger. All four of them are 40 times bigger than our largest rocket platform. That's the triple layer. That's the first layer, and that's been carbon dated at about 60,000 years old. So why would a civilization that we never heard of need four massive blocks? Well, they always talked about chariots of fire, right? Von Däniken. He wrote, Kurt von Däniken wrote the Chariots of Fire. They found
That's
a
right.
protractor. The protractor was found underneath where the statue of Colossus was, guarding its own civilization in Europe. The protractor was dated to be 1000 BC, but the protractor was developed in 1890s by an Italian mathematician. So,
I know, it's amazing. The ancients, I've always said the ancients were very, very smart. Paul, it's awesome call, man. We'll talk more about that on the next show for sure, buddy.
But they were ancient astronauts. They were alien astronauts who helped the civilizations on Earth, you know, Cro-Magnon man, because we became humanoid way too fast, from Neanderthal to Cro-Magnon to humanoid, way super fast, and that has a lot to do with gene splicing. And, you know, Kim knows a lot about that, too. She could actually do a whole segment when she calls back in on that one because she's really super knowledgeable about that, too.
Yeah, and we're going to have part two of our Von Leon's Space Program show next week. So we'll talk more about it. Paul, thank you, man.
Right,
awesome
brother.
Call,
brother.
Man.
Have a
Love
one.
You, buddy. That's... Yes, hell victory for Paul the Gladiator, man. Great call, smart caller. Facts and figures, news you can use. We're going to get to some more calls. I want to squeeze you all in. But first, we have to play a little surf music.
Surfing and spying.
Some old 1980s Go-Go's music there, Surfing the Spine. That's normally for Brett the Surfer, but first, we're going to get Lincoln on. Lincoln, brother, how's it going out there in flyover country? How are you doing tonight?
Hanging in there, brother. How you doing?
Hanging in there. I hear you, man. How are things?
Well,
okay.
We appoint the best judges. We appoint. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We appoint the best judges, don't we, folks?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what I'm referring to? I said we appoint the best judges, don't we, folks? Do you know what I'm referring to?
Right. Yeah, there could be a lot of judges that are out there.
No, I'm saying that was Trump used to say all the time, and I mean,
right.
God, I've been watching these things like today, I never thought I would say this, Vaughn. I never thought I would say that George W. Bush appointed a much more conservative judge than Donald Trump ever did. I mean, as much shit as I talk on George W., he appointed Samuel Alito, who's a much better judge than any judge that Donald Trump appointed. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
Well, you know, I mean, they're all bad in my book. I don't like any of them. I am very jaded. Lincoln, if you ask me the truth, I don't like any of our judges. I think they all leave a lot to be desired.
I don't either at all. But I mean, if I had to pick two, it would be me as a racial identitarian. This is something you don't expect to hear from me. But if I had to pick two, it would be Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito.
Yeah, Clarence Thomas is pretty steady, Eddie, and Alito. Those are my two favorite as well. And again, I judge them on their judicial ability. And you're right. I that's a good score. I would tell you that is spot on, man. The rest of them, I mean, John Roberts is corrupt. I mean,
absolutely.
All the rest need to go. They're terrible, horrible. I mean, they're
Kavanaugh,
so bad.
Barrett,
I don't even mention them on my show because to me it's a lost cause. They have that lifetime tenure, which I would definitely get rid of that. I think the Supreme Court term should be 1 decade and non-renewable. That's it. In 10 years, you can do some good. And if they're found to be corrupt, they can be taken out of the Supreme Court for any crimes, felonies, or anything that they're doing to the country that could be viewed as treason. Yes, I think that we need to have a closer noose, if you will, on that Supreme Court, a closer scrutiny of it, because those guys are out of control.
You know what I'm talking about?
What else
today?
Is on your mind, man?
Legislation today where do you know what I was talking about today as far as Amy Cohen Barrett or whatever today was the deciding vote that the students at a Indiana college sued to stop a college vaccination mandates and she sided with the left and says that that's fine, you could colleges can mandate vaccinations. I can't believe that shit. I mean, God.
I know. I mean, look, it is coming, man, and it's hard and fast, like I said in the monologue, and I mean what I say. According to Fauci, and I quoted you tonight what his actual remarks were, he said that there's things coming down the pike next month. Draconian measures, mandatory measures that Biden's going to try to implement. Now,
man,
I don't know exactly what they're going to say, but just hang on for a second. If they restrict travel, Lincoln, or going from state to state, or you going into work, or your friends going into work, or say things like, well, because you're not vaccinated, you can't own a gun, what are you going to do? I think millions of Americans are going to revolt. That's what I think.
I think so, too. And the thing that bothers me is that the craziest thing about this is that these companies, these corporations, because I don't think we're I think we're a corporatist society. I think corporations can do whatever they want. What drives me crazy is that these companies, you know, Walmart, all these, the airlines, all these companies can, you know, they can mandate these things themselves. A single court won't stop it. The conservatives and the libertarians will say, well, hey, it's free country, free market capitalism. That's their right. It's a private company. I mean, God,
exactly.
That drives me insane.
Oh, I know. Well, the conservatives, they worship corporate America, and they worship our legal systems where they always use the word legally. Well, I don't mind if a billion people come over to America. I just want them to come over here legally, as if that gives it credibility. And we've talked about this before. They love that word. You know what? We don't care if we bring in all of Africa or all of the Third World or all the Middle East. By God, we have the Constitution, and I'm a conservative, they'll say. And as long as you bring them in legally, I am fine with that. What a moron. That's what they say.
Hey, by God.
And you and I sit back and go, what the F are you talking about? Go ahead, man.
By God, if you're going to replace my entire ethnicity and you're going to take over my country, by God, you better do it legally. I mean, what kind of cuck shit is
right.
that? Good Lord. you're gonna force my grandchildren to go to a 98% black school in a small town. You better do it legally. I mean, God.
Legally. They love
black children right now, man.
I know, and they
God,
also love
I'm so pissed off.
They love anything that's I mean, I love private enterprise more than them. I'm actually for taking constraints off of it. But they love the strings attached, and they love crony capitalism to benefit their friends, you know, where they sell out the factory in the Midwest and 3,000 or 4,000 jobs go down the drain. But some fat cat capitalist got a golden parachute. He got to cash out and get his $1, $2, $3 million and move into his retirement home. Or $10 million or $100 million, whatever the case is. It's happened a million times before. This is why China has, I told you that China has a map in their, in several offices there. My friends have seen it in real time. So I have a millionaire friend that's been to China on business. And they literally have pins, little red pins, in the map of America. And he asked the Chinese colonel, when he was thinking about making shoes in China. He did not. He went to Vietnam. But back then, China was hot. And the guy said, well, those are all pins of all the factories in America, the Chinese colonel said, that we put out of business. And whenever one goes out of business and we get the factory in China, we put a little pin there, a little victory pin. And there were thousands of these little pins on the map of America. Remember what I told you guys, they're going to try to conquer us, death by a thousand cuts, death by a thousand little red pins. And so that's how they think. They have a long-term vision. But, yeah, we have too many people. The conservatives are afraid to fight, bottom line, Lincoln, even verbally. Forget about anything more hardcore. They don't even want to fight on the floor of the Congress. Or in the state houses, they run and they hide. It's constant giving up territory, giving up turf, giving up land. And they give up land when they allow millions and millions of people to come over here. They are constantly retreating, and they're never advancing, and they're never conserving a damn thing. And I smirk and laugh as you do when they go, I'm a proud conservative. And I look at them and I go, what the hell have you done? What the hell have you accomplished in the past 20 years for this country? Crickets.
I can tell
silence.
You. I can tell you. I can tell you what they've conserved. They've conserved more money for Israel and low corporate tax rates.
Yeah, and they have conserved their position and again, that of their friends. It's like George Carlin said, we're not in the club, baby. We're not in that club. If you're in that club, it could be a wonderful world. But they're not conserving our company, our neighborhood, your job, my job, millions of others' jobs. But if you're friends with them, yeah, you're protected, you're taken care of. But look, it's not worth it. It's too high of a price. And more people, and the Democrats are far, far worse. What they're trying to do is they're trying to, it's bad enough with the cuck conservatives, but the Democrat Marxists actually want a Marxist takeover. Now, they might not call it that. They'll call it the progressive revolution, whatever, but they want to overwhelm the system with debt. They want to implode the country from within, and then they want to seize power, real power. They want to gut our dollar. They want to crash our stock market. They want to crash every bubble, every asset bubble. And they also are, at the same time, you see this attack on the white Christian male in America, which we are the last bastion of liberty and freedom in the world. They know that it, once they get, they are trying to conquer us. You know, let's be frank here. We're the ones that are the majority of the vets. Not all, but the majority. We have the vast majority of the guns, and we are the obstacle to the New World Order. We are the obstacle to their takeover. That's why they are trying to attack us. They're calling every white male, every white woman. If you're in the suburbs of America, according to D.C. right now, you're a domestic extremist, which is just short for domestic terrorist. And that's what they come out, and they're blatant about it, in your face.
You can make it
America.
You can make it even shorter, and you can make it even shorter, and just say white.
Sure, that's why I said any white heterosexual person in the suburbs, any white person, period, dot decimal point, however you want to color it or say it. Yeah, that is. They have come out. The Department of Homeland Security said you're the enemy. And so then they wonder why people are buying guns. Why are people not obedient? Why are people not wanting? Look, if you call us all these names, then you turn around, you have the arrogance and the gall, and you want us to take your effing vaccine? Well, F you. Screw you. That's what I say to them. That's what we're all saying to those guys. Screw you and the horse you rode in on, and get the F out of our lives. So you guys always say you want to fight. You want to fight? Well, you want to fight? When we fight, we're not going to just stop. We're going for the jugular vein. We're going to bulldoze you guys over and crush you. Don't tempt me, because people are pissed off right now. They keep every week, every day, they were in front of Congress saying the biggest threat to America is the white Christian male. Almost in that, it sounds like the white Christian male with all the guns is the biggest threat, not Antifa, not BLM, the white Christian suburban male mowing his lawn, washing his car, taking his kids to sports games is the biggest threat to America, to our government. How about those apples? That's where we're at, Lincoln. Scary
times. You
want
to hear it? You want to hear a theory that I've come up with just in the last I've kind of changed my opinion slightly in the past couple weeks after, like, you know, having some good conversations with some like-minded individuals. And, you know, I was kind of started thinking about things just a little bit different. And what I want to say is I've been down this path for a long time. I'm not going to say what you think I'm going to say. I'm not going to throw out the JQ or anything like that. We all know where I stand on that. But one thing I was thinking about was, hell, it was only like a couple months ago I was calling into your show saying, yeah, man, I really can't stand the Republicans, but hey, even Democrats are worse. You know, I used to say that a lot. I mean, even a couple months ago I was saying that. But the last couple weeks I've kind of like adjusted my thinking a little bit. And you know what? My new thinking that I think I've come up with, that I'm a firm believer in, is that I truly think that, and this is going to sound crazy, but hear me out. It's not going to take me long. I truly think that Republicans are bigger enemies than the Democrats, and I'm going to tell you why. I think that Republicans are bigger enemies than the Democrats because although, like, yes, I can't stand these Democrats, the liberal, but they're both liberal, but I can't stand them. I hate them with a passion. But the Republican Party is the only thing in this country that stops a true nationalist party from rising, from gaining traction, from getting steam, because Republicans distract everyone with this wiggle-less retrieval bullshit. No, you're the same evil.
And
you're the same
I agree with you.
Evil.
No, I agree with you. I'm agreeing with you. No, I'm in total agreement with you. Look, it's like they're almost like a frenemy now. They always want our money, and they want us to be at their rallies, but they don't. And they sing the tune. They play the game. They talk the big game, man. We're going to do all these things for you. We're on your side. And the minute they get up there, they laugh at you. They laugh at America. They stab you in the back. They hold hands with their Democrat friends and their frenemies across the aisle. They don't give a rat's ass about middle America. Now, some do. There are some good ones left in the party. The problem is the Republican Party is really, it's a rhino party largely. About two-thirds rhino, one-third patriot. And the rhinos are in there, let me tell you. And you're right. We need a third party. I've been saying that for 20 years. We need a true nationalist party and a real America First party. The Republicans are not America First. Trump was, but that's why they gave him so much flack because deep down, they don't want to be America First. That's why they were pissed off at Trump. Remember the attacks on Trump? Constant attacks by the Republican establishment. The establishments like Mitt Romney, Lindsey Graham, people like that, the Bushes. Oh, they can't stand Trump. They hate the Trump juggernaut. They hate the era of MAGA. They hated every minute of it. They kind of went along. Even our ex-senator here, Senator Flake, who did not run for re-election because he wasn't going to win. His poll numbers went into the ground. He was a big anti-Trumper, as well as McCain.
I'm an anti-Trumper. I'm an anti-Trumper.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with being an anti-Trumper, but my point is, it's not about loving Trump. My point is, just by Trump coming out and talking about some America First talking points, which he did, to his credit.
He did.
They were vociferous, and they recoiled by what he said. He wasn't playing the Washington game, and he wasn't talking about globalism, and he wasn't. And it's not, again, it's not a referendum on Trump. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. I voted for Trump. I still like Trump. Is he perfect? No. But no president's perfect, and you're never going to get perfection. So I keep telling voters, you got to get that thought out of your head. But I'm all for a third party, man. And I think the Patriots should leave the Republican Party, and a lot of them are now, and really leave it. And they really got to start on this new Patriot Party or a new Nationalist Party, get something else going. Because the RNC is dead. And all they're going to do is tell you what you want to hear. They are controlled opposition, man. That's all they are, is controlled opposition. Your final thoughts.
That's back to my original point, Vaughn, really, is that you're saying, like, we need a true, like, you call it a Patriot Party. I call it a Nationalist Party. We're on the same page there. But what's the one thing keeping that from happening? It's not Democrats. It's Republicans.
Well, yeah, but you can't blame them for everything. I agree with you, but what I'm saying is that the ex-Republicans, the nationalists, the patriots, have simply got to start, look, the way our country's set up, you have to get a party going. You've got to get together. They need to have a convention. I've been saying that for years. They need to get a convention. They need to say all Patriots come to Denver or come to Phoenix or Dallas on this date, and we're going to get together. We're going to get into hotel rooms and ballrooms, and we're going to talk about what we want to do for our party. Before we get there, we'll have a ton of, you know, Zoom, whatever you got to do to get it going. We need money, donations. We need donors. But I'm saying, to really get something going, it's a hell of a lot of work. Either you do that or you wait. And I think right now people are waiting to see what happens, and they're waiting for the economic implosion, because they feel that's going to happen first before a third party gets off the ground, and they're probably right. And so that's why they're buying the guns.
You're right.
Yeah, because it doesn't seem, why should I spend all this time and money for a third party? A lot of people feel that the country's already gone, is what I'm saying, and nothing will resurrect it. And I believe, yeah. And so, look, that sentiment, I'm right there with you in many ways. That sentiment is very evident, and it's very obvious. Do I think things can be changed? I think that this current system is not working for us. Put it that way. The RNC is definitely not working for us. The powers that be want you to shut up, make your money, pay your taxes, donate, and you should be lucky that you get the crumbs that you get. And that's their attitude. And I say, F that. Lincoln, thank you, man. We'll talk again next week. Hell for victory, buddy. You know it. Thank you, man. We're running short on time here, but one thing I will do, we will get another call in here from Brett the Surfer.
And I know it will be an easy ride. All right. And I know it will be easy ride. Okay. The map that you are, my fingers would explore. Costume of control, excitement.
Get Brett the Surfer on.
Love it, Vaughn. Love it. Easy Rider. Yeah, you got quite a lively show tonight.
We want an easy ride, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's an easy ride on a nice wave.
Love that
and
song by the Doors.
Beautiful waves. And yeah, I haven't heard that for a long time. I got to say thank you for that.
That's one of my goodies here in the vault.
Yeah, but yeah, there's some beautiful big waves, but what's underneath that ocean is still such a mystery. You know, we just really don't know. You know, when we go deeper down, what's really down there, and you know, I really assume what we don't. I mean, there's technology that we're just not aware of.
I know.
A lot of mysteries out there, man. It is interesting.
Oh,
what's
this
happen.
Is a very mysterious world. I mean, can you imagine a world where we don't even know our own history? It's like we were terraformed here. We were put here, you know, say 5, 6, 10,000 years ago, and sort of dumped here. We're stardust. Scientists tell us that we're made from stars. That's a fact. And same or a similar chemical composition. They tell us, and nobody really knows what the hell happened. And that's the one thing I always found very intriguing, was I thought as a kid, I go, we're on this planet Earth and nobody even knows how we even got here, dude. It is a trip. It's funny. I used to think, we used to talk about that like in grade school or middle school, you know, it's just a trip that nobody really knows. And the more a lot of things to me are hidden in the earth. Archaeology will be our friend, and it has been, but so many things are covered by silt and dirt and mud, sediment.
Yeah, there are
for
many,
millennia.
Many things to be discovered. And, you know, and that, I guess that's one thing that we have to look forward to. We, and if you live long enough, you may discover those hidden mysteries. But
I
want to
live for 1,000
you know,
years, man. I would love it. Can you imagine all the things you would see and experience? And I just think this is definitely a very interesting world. If you don't think it's interesting, folks, you aren't paying attention. Yeah, there's a lot of drab to life too, you know, doing your, you know, putting your hours in and going to work. But the bottom line is when you get a few minutes to think about some of this stuff and research some of this stuff, it's fascinating where it can lead you, you know?
Yeah, it really can lead you down a rabbit hole that you might just continue going down. But I think there are many mysteries in life, and we're gonna that's the exciting thing about life. And no matter how bad it gets, you know, there's always a brighter day. And we have some things. Hopefully everything's gonna we're gonna continue forward, you know, but really none of us know. And I guess that's why we all have to be prepared and don't take life for granted. And as an Eagle Scout, right, Vaughn, be prepared.
That's right. We'll end it right there. We're both Eagle Scouts. Be prepared. And that's why God invented the Vaughn Wehunt Show, Brett. Thank you, man.
That's right. All right, Vaughn.
Great night.
All right, brother.
It's called Path of the Seas. God promised to give Abraham's descendants control over the quote-unquote gates of their enemies, Genesis 22:17. God gave Britain and America these commercial gates early on, ensuring that they would become economic and military superpowers. At one time, the English-speaking peoples of the world controlled virtually every maritime choke point on the planet. Think of the Strait of Gibraltar. There's a reason why these nations grew to dominate global trade to such an extent. We were given that right, the path to the seas. Just love that. And also to sum up, the World Economic Forum, as I told you, immediately seized on the COVID pandemic, as an opportunity to change the economic, political, and social structure of the free world. Political elites at the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, the British Royal Family, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund did not hide their excitement in sheer glee about the opportunity that came with a COVID global pandemic. In fact, they were very open about it, we know. They wrote books, they had symposiums, they made speeches. They had guys like Fauci running around the world, and Greta in Europe, other people, their spokespeople, doing glitzy promotional videos, all propaganda against you and me and this nation. And we will hold them to account. We talked about the universe tonight and the secret space program. America is a very beautiful place. We're so glad you're here tonight. We will learn more about our own country, our own nation, our own world, and the heavens. So I will leave you all with this tonight. Until our next show, it's a beautiful world.